The fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the body suits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's time for the Balanced Horse Project radio show. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I'm coming to you out of our beautiful farm in Alabama. And this is being broadcast live through 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston Radio on the Marina Bay. You can also listen to this broadcast through the Dream Vision 7 radio network. So go to dreamvision7radio.com and check in at Listen and see what you can find. They have all kinds of wonderful shows that they play through the week. So you can listen to my voice or other people. They have some great shows to listen to. And the neat thing that's coming up is my show is being replayed on Monday at 11 a.m. and then it is repeated again at 11 p.m. Also, you can pick me up on Tuesday at 10. Oh, I'm sorry. Monday is at 10 a.m. and Tuesday at 11 a.m. and then the same time p.m. on Mondays and Tuesdays. That will be at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. So check it out. Repeats are good. And if you can't find me there or you miss out on those times, you are always welcome to visit our archives on the website for the balancedhorseproject.net. And you can go under radio and there'll be index. You'll find it in there. There's all the shows that we've done to date. So I'm here. It's been quite a week. Actually, it's been quite 2 weeks. I've been traveling all through Canada, working with people on their horses, a lot of race horse farms in Ontario, and I actually got to teach my favorite thing, which is energetic riding. I teach people how to ride their horses using meditation and also bringing chakra, their energy points, into alignment when they're riding and they're in the horse's energetic field. And this creates what we call a connection. And it's for people that ride using these concepts, it's the difference between sitting on top of the horse and being wrapped around the horse and actually feeling how that horse responds to your breath, how it acts when you tighten up a leg muscle or you change where you're sitting over your seat. And then it becomes as easy as making a picture in your mind of galloping off into the field without ever having to kick the horse. So that was my favorite thing, was to teach what we call energetic equestrians. So this is my last show. I'm sad to let you know that I'm having to take a break from the Dream Vision Radio network. Nothing bad, all good. It's just that I'm having to take time off. I'm working on having a book published, and it's coming out in January. And it will be an e-book available on our website, which is the Balanced Horse Project.net, and that is going to take some of my time up. The other thing that's happening is I'm being pulled all across the United States and into Canada to do workshops, and I just didn't feel I could concentrate on keeping the show going. But the good thing is I hope that I will be back in the near future, and anybody who is interested in reaching us, you are always welcome to go to the Balanced Horse Project and check out and see what we're doing. I'll just give you an idea that we have workshops in Tallahassee coming the the 8th of September. And in there, that's a full day workshop for people that are interested in actually learning how to look at the animal's body and to get in touch and understand the secret language of not only what the horse is thinking, but how their body is translating their conformational pain. And maybe we could get clues on how to be better animal trainers. This is leading us into our project, which is another reason why I'm taking a hiatus, as we're putting together a technical program for people who really, really want to delve into organic forms of animal interaction. So interspecies communication, interspecies relationship, so that we can change the standard of training our animals. In the horse business, we say we break horses. But in reality, we shouldn't be breaking horses. We should be making relationships and teamwork, because today we have too many broken horses. And those horses are costing their owners money. And they don't live very long. Or if they do, they often suffer from injuries and arthritis. Just like our super athletes, when they retire, their knees may be sore. They may have arthritic hands. They may be emotionally stressed. Well, we have horses and dogs that suffer the same types of consequences, because our training environment and the strategies of maintaining our animals are based on some artificial standards. And what the people at the Balanced Horse Project have decided to do is to change that. And we're encouraging anybody who is interested in understanding a new level of thinking and interaction with the animals, and understanding how to organically improve the state of well-being for those animals, and allowing them to go out into the show ring or go to work and do their jobs with a smile on their face. And when they come back to their bed, that they know that they've done a good job and their bodies aren't aching and painful and requiring a drug to kind of dull it down or desensitize them. You see, what we do to our animals, we do to ourselves. We desensitize ourselves. A lot of people are using drugs and artificial means to kind of block out the stress of the day. Well, that's a signal to you that you're under stress too, and maybe your lifestyle needs to be reviewed. And understand that when you are desensitizing yourself, you're not answering the problem. You're just kind of hiding from it. And so the Balanced Horse Project is here to help us understand as a community how we can come together and improve and maybe advance our experiences and our discoveries, so the next generation of people that fill in our spaces have a better foundation to work from. And then community is a very important word. One of the communities that I've really enjoyed working with is the Gracie's Mission. Gracie's Mission is up in the Boston area, and anyone who is looking for support to get alternative and holistic therapies for their animals, or to get educated in what your options are as far as daily care or veterinary type assistance or therapies. Sorry about that. I'm on a computer that has automatic link. And it shouldn't be making noises like that. But anyway, Gracie's Mission is something for people to look into. We help Gracie's Mission here at the farm by supporting animal owners who are on limited incomes and really struggle right now to make sure their animals are being looked after well. And we had a case come in the last month, and it was a beautiful Arabian mare. Her name is Nikki, and her story will be posted both on the balancedhorseproject.net and also going to Gracie's Mission. Nikki was a horse that was having problems standing up. She would lay down, get comfortable, and rest her feet. And then in the morning when she went to stand up, she could hardly pull herself up on her front legs, and she just didn't have enough strength in the hindquarters to push. So we got in touch with Gracie's Mission and helped her owner make arrangements. And Nikki came in, and in three visits, Nikki is 100% better, and she's able to lay down, get up, pull herself together, trot off, run, buck, and her muscles have started to develop, and her owner is waiting for the wonderful weather in the south to actually cool down so that her and her best friend, Nikki, and they've been together for over 20 years. Nikki is 31 years old, and Anne and Nikki are planning on returning to the trails in the fall. So that is how, as a community, we can help each other. So don't be afraid to type in the Balanced Horse Project and ask us how we can help you. We do have a whole network of people. If I don't know how to do it, somebody else does. And speaking of Gracie's Mission, if you are interested in meeting me or bringing questions, or you just want to learn more about holistic and alternative therapies and care systems for animals, please come on up to Newberry on September the 23rd. And it's called, this function is called ARF. It's A-R-F. And it's an animal rescue festival. And it'll be held at the Cashman Dog Park in Newburyport, Massachusetts. It's running from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's lots of goodies, freebies, and wonderful people there who are working with animals and organic energy and new ideas on how to make things better. So that's just one of the reasons why I'm not going to be on the radio very much. It's been kind of fun. I've learned a lot, and it's caused me to do a lot of research. And one of the things that I really enjoyed is the crossing over between science and, let's say, daily life experiences as an intuitive. I've actually learned that GMO foods are really major contributors to the degrading health conditions of both animals and humans. And I was really shocked personally to discover that GMO foods just don't take up the minerals that we need in our bodies to rebalance the acid that we produce when we think or we do athletic activities. And without those alkalizing minerals, it just compounds this acid state that our bodies live in. And I work on the concept that the body is a conductive agent, and if it's too acidic, it really can't conduct the energy quite well. And that's one of the reasons why I've been feeling and sensing such shifts and changes in the animals I work with. Another thing that I really found amazing was the concept of structured water. And structured water, I think I talked about last month, to me is one of the most understated areas of research and development that's going on, at least I think so, is if you actually look at all the things that live on this planet, we don't survive without water. We're made of water. And whether we're a fish swimming around in the ocean or we're people walking on land, every breath we take holds a water molecule. Every thought that we think is generated from the clusters of structured water, which are actually held in our brain. And water holds age. We have new water and we have old water. And those things, speaking from an intuitive level, actually are the things that hold information. They hold the history of maybe past lives, past events on the planet, or knowledge that we should be able to tap into on a daily basis to get a better direction, a more organic resource of knowledge, so that we can come back to our source, our roots, and that is going back to nature. I'm a natural healer. I'm an intuitive, and lately I've been given the name of a manifester. I tend to work from the concept that anything is possible. People bring me animals in all states and conditions. And it's very interesting to note that there is a, I don't know if I would say a psychological impact or an energetic impact, but I will run across people who have animals that want to survive. You can see the life in their eyes. They don't want to give up. It's not their time to go. And the owner has tried everything they know to find the answer. And often they've gone off to talk to their healthcare specialists for these animals, and it just hasn't worked. It hasn't happened. That cure has not arrived. And then they end up on my doorstep. And the first thing that comes from their mouth is this list of devastating events. I mean, everything from, like my standard horse stories are, this horse had a hard birth. Then they tried to break it, but it didn't get broke very well. It got hurt when it was being trained. And then it went to another trainer who was very, very rough and beat the horse because he was angry because the horse wouldn't submit. And then because of that, the horse started to react really badly and start to hurt himself and break his body down. And then people didn't love the horse because they couldn't ride the horse, so they just threw him out in the field and, you know, left him to look after himself without understanding that maybe he does need just a little bit of care. So these animals come to my doorstep. Some of them are underweight. Some of them are full of scars. Some of them are distorted. Many of them are terrified. And when they come to my door, they enter into my sanctuary. I've done a lot of energy work to balance the harmonics on our land, and it does make a shift in how you feel when you open up the front gate and drive in with your animal. And so people bring their horses up to the barn. They bring their dogs up to the barn, and we stand there, and I listen to these horror stories. And these stories are told in front of the animal as if it doesn't even exist. It's like talking about your child while they're in the room and totally ignoring the fact that that child is overhearing all the negative things that you have to say or think about its behavior or its ability to satisfy your goals. So these are the things that people do, and they're not really aware of the impact on that animal. A lot of people think that, oh, it's just a horse. And maybe to them it is just a horse. But to me, it's a horse with a knowledge of who it is and how to survive and what it needs and wants in life. And when we discount the animal, because he's an animal, and somewhere in a belief system, we've been told that we govern the animal. It doesn't mean to say that that animal's energy, his intuitive quality, does not pick up on the emotional scent or sense that we put into our statements and words. So when we talk in front of our animals, it's really important to be aware of what we are saying and the impact on the soul. So for right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to let you come back because we're going to start talking about intent.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, guess what? This is Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project, and we're back. And you're listening to us on 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston Radio, and the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, which is dreamvision7radio.com. And we're talking about all kinds of interesting things that affect our ability to interact as a community and to accomplish a mutual goal. Intent. Intent is a very interesting word. And I've learned that as a healer and as a person that tends to have knowledge dropped into her head, that intent is one of my best tools. And without it, I don't have the picture. I can't fill in the blank for the animal. I don't understand how to mechanically ask that body to heal or to adapt to a new experience without intent. So I work from a place of compassion, which is for me a neutral energy or a neutral emotional state. But I also hold what I'm going to call a picture. I hold the idea of what I would like that animal to actually become or to actually realize in his life. So I will look at a lame horse and listen to the negative conversation of the trainer, who is basically programmed by the education system to tell me all the negative things, because in the medical world, that's what they work from. Give me the symptoms and I will see if we can find a way to balance the body so that it's not painful anymore. But in my world, that is not what I work from. I work from being right in front of that animal, and I don't need the information from what the vet said, and I don't need to know what drug he's on, because the animal's body, believe it or not, is actually going to tell me what the true origin of the animal's distress is. And quite often people will say, oh, well, my dog's lame in the hindquarters. Or my horse has got a problem in its stifle or knee. And I will listen to that. And I'm grateful for the input, because at least it's not negative. It's just pointing something out. That pointing something out is actually helpful, because it does make a spiral around the animal and it pulls me to the source of the problem. And 90% of the time, there will be a problem, let's say in the hindquarters of the horse, but I will find the answer in the front quarter. And when I ask the body to release its distress, its memory that caused a traumatic imprint into the muscle, and therefore into the cellular structure of that muscle, I'm able to invite the animal into my picture of how I actually see this animal reacting and having its life. And when that animal is open to entering into my intent, we make a journey. Now, this journey is, people will see me in the physical world. I use a set of ropes and I follow certain patterns or pathways on the body. And I basically use these ropes to create a cradle, and I will take tension on the ropes and just hold the body, hold the muscles. And what this does is it triggers the cell structure of the body to recognize that, hey, this feels good. I think I've been in this place before. Oh, I know this feels like being in the womb. And when I can get the body to accept that feeling, then I let go. And when I let go, it springs a memory into action. And it's not the memory of the brain of the animal. It's actually the memory in the cell structure. And the cells actually start to identify where they are not working in a community, where they are damaged. And when this memory starts to kick in, it pulls on the muscles, and the muscles reshape, and the blood vessels swell up with fresh blood, and it courses through the tissue of the body. And as the memory in the cell starts to rewrite itself so that it's going to heal, the intent of my picture for that horse to stand straight over its legs without pain in its joints starts the progression of self-correction. And the self-correction actually moves all of the bones, not one or two like chiropractics. It moves whole groups of bones. So in a period of about 7 seconds, my intent will have an impact on a minimum of 103 bones in an animal's body. This has been recorded. It has been documented. It has repeatedly been witnessed. This is the physical squeezing and hugging of a body and the energetic or spiritual side of intent asking for a result to happen. Based on a past experience of the body, I'm asking that energy to move forward and to change the future of this animal. And 90% of the time, it will do that. One of the key factors involved is the intent of the owner. Because you see, it's not just the animal who is involved in this exchange of community intent. The owner is also part of the intent. So when an owner comes in and they're struggling because they have all this emotion, this fear, this anxiety that's been imprinted from life experiences, from interaction from other people who they've given authority to, and they've been willing to accept the word of authority that may actually not resonate in the owner's body in the purest form, and it sets off a ricochet of fear. Oh my goodness, I'm going to lose my best friend. Okay? When people come to me with that type of energy, I'm not only working with their animal and shifting their animal space and intent, but I'm actually working on them through their animal. Now, sometimes I have to say something. Like I had a lady come here yesterday. She brought two horses, and she's very, very, very energetically aware. She's a pranic healer, and she also works through Reiki. But she was so attached and so into the human side of this drama that when I was working on her horses and applying regenerative TLC, which is the squeezing and shifting of intent that I do on the body, this lady stepped into her animal's field, and although she looked like she was lovingly caring for the animal by braiding its mane, she was actually transmitting her anxiety back into the cell structures of the body of her horse after I had opened them up and had made a positive suggestion of moving past the trauma and rewriting the history of injury so that the body could reshape and define itself. So in that situation, I actually had to ask the owner to move away from the animal and let the animal stand in its own peace. And when she did that, when she stepped out of the animal's field, the horse extended its neck and reached for the floor and sighed and closed its eyes and stayed in a meditative or sleeping state for about 5 minutes. And then, I was not aware of this, but the owner had made a statement as the horse brought her head up and started to look around at the brand new world that she was going to live in. The owner said, "Oh, this horse can't turn her head to the right. I'm really hoping that you're going to be able to help me with this," thinking that I'm going to go and do more, what most people would say is training exercises and stretches. Some people call it chiropractic, which it is not, but they don't have the words to fill in the blanks. So anyway, this lady thought I was going to go and do more work. And as she's saying, "My horse can't stretch her neck to the right," her horse looked at her straight in the eyes and proceeded to turn her head and her neck to the right and stretch so that she could scratch the point of her hip for the very first time. Now, that to me was an absolute amazing level of communication between that horse and her owner. And I think the owner got the idea when I suggested to her that she needs to allow her animal to have space so that she, the horse, could actually feel her own self, maybe for the first time. You see, we desensitize our animals when we train them. We desensitize them when we have them in our homes. We actually ask them to forget their instinctive knowledge. We ask them to forget their social skills. We ask them to forget their language. And we ask them to do things without understanding that maybe their bodies aren't flexible enough or are painful, and they just can't do what we're asking them to perform. So we desensitize our animals through training techniques and other means. And for the first time, I think this horse actually stood in absolute peace in the presence of about three or four people and had permission to go in and go, "Oh, that feels so much better." And to me, that's one of the best gifts I can give an animal. Now, intent has like a really good scientific background. And anybody who's interested in checking it out, one of the most important experiments, at least I believe one of the most important experiments that we've been doing, I think the first time it was done was in 1770. It was called the double slit experiment. Well, with the understanding of quantum physics and quantum mechanics coming into our daily lives since the 1930s, they have now expanded on this experiment and we have moved into what's called the delayed double slit experiment. And it has some pretty profound meanings and confirmations of what maybe people who are intuitive, psychic, and empathic, people who are energetically aware, and maybe people who are working from a higher state of knowing, we already know this as a daily life reaction. But the double slit experiment and the delayed double slit experiment can both be found on YouTube. I think one of the best examples is presented. It's an 8-part series on YouTube, and this Dr. Rhodes is the presenter, and he will walk you through from very basic science right through to some extremely complicated concepts in spirituality. So we are what we think. And we do actually better, and this is why I find the intent side of being a healer totally amazing. Because if I don't listen to a result from somebody else's experience, if I hold the truth of what I want to achieve, what I want my results to be in my reality, then I'm able to actually have those things occur. And that is a direct indication of how my intent actually starts to manifest what I want. Now, the people that wrote The Secret and all of those self-help books that say, like, if you think a good thought and you want that motorcycle and you want that $10,000 to come to your doorstep, all you have to do is hold the picture. Well, I think it's a lot more than that. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. Now, if you want to find me, it's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Don't be a stranger, because I'm always here to help and to teach. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkydanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Well, guess what time it is? It's a time again for the Balanced Horse Project radio show. This is our last 10 minutes, so I'm going to try and run through some things really quickly. We're here on the 1510 AM radio, which is Revolution Boston, and you can pick it up also on the dreamvision7radio.com. So check into their archives. Also, follow us at thebalancedhorseproject.net and see what we're up to in the next 6 months, because I am bringing this conversation of both science and the energetic lifestyle into a format for people who would like to learn more about how to be self-reliant and to move into a new way of interacting, not with just their animals, but with the other people and also within themselves. We were talking about intent and the secret. And there's a lot of people out there that are into understanding that to be a positive person is a great idea, and to understand also that to put love out there and support people is a really important thing for community. But as a person that manifests, as a person that brings things in, and uses intent to create either a healing or to attract things into my life or to stabilize a situation that may hold some really negative potential. I have learned that there's a lot more to it than just sitting in a positive place. Now, there's the New Age movement that may get upset with me when I say that we need to also not only look at love, but we need to look at the dark side, and we need to be very aware that that dark side exists both in ourselves and in the animals and the environment that we live and work with. So that brings us into duality, and duality is an extremely common thing. Just look at the people in a community. Look at politics. Look at religion. I mean, go to a dinner party and make a statement and watch how people separate and go into opposing layers of thought and conversation. So the negative side of life is just as important as the positive side. And when you recognize, and I look at the dark side as something that I really can never see because I am a creature of light. And so I can't really see it, but I can mentally acknowledge and say hello to it because it does need to be acknowledged. It gets rather angry when it's just shoved off into the corner and you only look into the light. It gets jealous of the light. I'm also a person who understands that I'm of light, but I cannot look directly into the light because that light is much stronger than I am. And I also shine with a little bit of gray shade because I'm part light and part dark. So that makes me gray. And I travel through this slipstream between the two forces of light and dark. And it's kind of like it's like a wave of energy between the two opposing forces. And when you can find that place in yourself where you're not all love and you're not all negative, you're trying to hold a place of balance between the two, it creates the energy. It creates a convergent wave. And in this convergent wave of energy, that is where you apply your intent. So for me, as the way I work energy, that is the strongest point for me to wake up an animal's body and make a suggestion that we can unwind the trauma that's been stuck in there from maybe at birth, maybe before birth, but we can undo the trauma using the power of intent. And that intent for the secret has to be balanced. You can't attract something if it's only good, because we live in a world of polarized energy. In all the sacred writings, in all the belief systems, there is a belief in the Trinity. And depending on your belief system, the Trinity for me is the creative resources of the human mind and its ability to actually change an outcome. And this has, again, been demonstrated by at least 100 scientific experiments over the last 60 years. One of them was done by a Dr. Schmidt, who was a German fellow. And he was a physicist. He really was into researching psi, and so he used sound. It was very cool. He took a generator for people, like auditory, where you hear a sound in one ear and the other, and then the other ear, and you would tap one side or the other side depending on where you will hear the sound coming through the headsets that would be on your head. Well, he set up a generator to just randomly put beeps on a tape. And when the generator had filled up the tape with beeps, either on the left ear or the right ear, he took the tape and he made copies of this tape. Now, he took the tape and never listened to it, never thought about it. He put it away. But he took the copy of the tape and he gave it to people. He gave it to a friend and asked them to focus on the tape and have the idea, the intent of influencing what was on the tape. And before he would, Dr. Schmidt asked the person to listen to the tape, but before he listened to the tape, to basically on a piece of paper mark down if there would be more signals on the left side or the right side, so that this person was meditating on the tape and putting his intent of, say, listening to 12 beeps on the left ear and 4 beeps on the right ear. Now, the person who did the intent was then asked to listen to the tape and mark down the results. And without listening to the first tape, the researcher brought the tape back to Dr. Schmidt, who looked at the results of the researcher and said, okay, now we're going to play the original tape. Now, this gets into quantum mechanics, but this is the power of human creativity, and this is what we as beings have the ability to do. The original tape had a completely different set of results on it. They've never been played. No one ever focused on it. It was just put off to the side. The copy of the tape was from the original. It had human intent applied to it, and the results were altered. Now, that for me as a healer is one of the strongest demonstration of what we can do as creative beings. We hold the power to have an influence on the reality, on the outcomes that we interact with. So if we listen to negative words, if we listen to negative news, if we only talk about negative things, and if we only expect negative outcomes, guess what, folks? That's exactly what you're going to get. We are conductive creatures. We conduct frequencies of energy through our bodies. And if you're into science, there are a lot of questions right now about how our brains work. Where do our thoughts come from? Are we actually receivers and transmitters of energy? And I think possibly they could have something there, because I receive and I transmit energy and I hold intent. And for the last 32 years of my life, I have created outcomes. And so for me, I just would like to say to everybody out there, please don't be afraid of being in the middle and holding still. Because when you stand still in the middle of the fire, you actually are in the best place to create what you desire. So bring out your thoughts. Don't be afraid to try, because listening to what's going on outside may not be in your best interest. It may be actually using your inherited intention of living a life and stealing your ability to create and using it to create somebody else's desire. So I hope you stay in touch. Remember, it's Patricia Cleveland at thebalancedhorseproject.net. I'm here to answer your questions, help you with your horses, and we're here, we're setting up a school to help you to learn. So, till next time, bye for now.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.